the only girls Schwartz and Sandoval have hung out with have really been in their early to mid-20s. So let the best person win. Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Schwartz gave her my name to reach out because I'm in a soft... Because I'm soft right now, Katie.
That's wonderful that you're being that way, but you're not being that way. Like with me or with Ariana, you know, you're being quite the opposite.
Just because I go get a cheese dog with this bitch doesn't mean she's gonna come to family dinners with me.
Are you embarrassed by me?
No, not at all. Joseph, my God.
Do you think you were breadcrumbing Joe?
It reminds me of like when he was kind of just giving you the ring on a string.
If it was part of us furnishing this home together, it should not be staying here.
She was gonna take whatever she wanted, and one of those things was the mirror, and I'm like, no.
I think he thought I would just like pack a backpack.
Where did you come from?
Somewhere about us.
My life revolves around Tom Schwartz. Everything I do is for that man and because of that man.
Well, that's why you hooked up with Joe too, right?
You wish.
The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
So in putting together my counteroffer for the purchase of the house, I am including all furniture that was purchased after moving in, you know, as part of decorating the house. And probably because it's been said over and over and over again that I don't pay for anything.
I paid the bills for the house for the past, you know, 9 months. Do I own the house now? That'd be cool.
And I don't do anything.
Ariana doesn't clean. She doesn't empty a dishwasher. She doesn't change a paper towel roll. Nothing. She doesn't even water her own plants.
And da-da-da. I actually didn't realize until looking at the actual credit card receipts and stuff with Lucinda that I paid for the majority of stuff in that house.
Trying to go through like old bank stuff, you know, making a list. There was some stuff on there that I was like, oh, I paid for that? I got the sofa, I got the side table. I almost feel like these were me.
Those were you.
There are things that I bought, there's things that she bought, you know, on her own. I don't see the point if somebody's gonna keep the house of like donating like all this furniture, just giving it away.
Is that what the response said?
Like, I think she was gonna take whatever she wanted and then the rest gets donated.
If it was part of us furnishing this home together, it should not be staying here.
Yeah.
And one of those things I know she was gonna take was the mirror and I'm like, no. Me and Lucinda went by ourselves to HD Buttercup. We bought two or three rugs that day, and I bought that mirror that day. Ariana was not even present. She thought it was, I showed her pictures. I told her I wanted it. I love those. That's why I wanted to do the mirrors in the bathroom at Schwartz and Sandy's like that. So when she kind of said that she had purchased that mirror, I was like, that's just completely not true. I also paid for the bed. We put a safe in it. I also paid to have that custom credenza with the coffee espresso fridge. All that stuff made, it was very expensive. She bought that like credenza by the dining room table. She was like really into those like snake curtains. You know, those are like her things.
I think he thought I would just like pack a backpack and go. Like really, truly, it feels like that's what he thought I was gonna like.
He would though.
Here's a little cash.
The lies he tells himself.
Like I literally think that was what he thought was gonna happen.
How do you see this resolving? Like, what do you think is gonna happen?
I know that we'll figure it out without any kind of judgment. You know, I'm sure we will. The best option for everyone will present itself. You know, I don't want it to be hard on her, hard for her. I know she doesn't want to deal with shit either. I hope, you know, being in a better place, being happy, you know, that we can come to a reasonable agreement. I mean, I gave her an offer in mind of the house being at top market value, like top market value. If we go to court and we sell it and it goes to a judgment and gets sold, they're not gonna do that.
When your own best friend, since you were a child, is a real estate agent who got us the house in the first place and they're saying that the best thing to do is to sell it and you wanna go against everybody's professional advice because you have to dig your heels in about owning this house for some reason, you're probably the problem.
Like, I need a smash pad. Hello?
He's got to have pool parties.
He's got to bring all the bitches back from See You Next Tuesday somewhere. Smash pad, bro.
Lala, you met up with Joe for hot dogs.
You met up with Joe by yourself?
Yeah, and I had a cheese dog that was so good.
And then when you got drinks at Foxfire, Katie was not happy.
No, Katie was livid.
You don't have any relation to this girl. You don't know this girl. This girl's nothing to you. I'm something to you. So why you gotta go hold, like, feel bad for
I
this
went
chick?
Had a conversation. You act like why? I went and told why? Her to swimming with why? My child.
Listen, we all have every right to feel however we want to feel. Just like I have the right to not care how you feel, because I have been a dog in everyone's fight where I go, like, I'm like a dog with rabies for all these bitches, and not once has it ever been reciprocated. So now I'm just gonna do whatever the I want, and your beef is your beef. I'm not inheriting it. I'm good if you wanna harbor it, like, I hope that serves you well, but you're not gonna project onto me. You're certainly not gonna say that I'm not loyal, because I am loyal. Just because I go get a cheese dog with this bitch doesn't mean she's gonna come to family dinners with me. I mean, come on. What? Why are you laughing?
You just crack me up.
Lala, you told Katie you were talking to Joe because you are embracing the softer side.
Schwartz gave her my name to reach out because I'm in a what? Soft... Because I'm soft right now, Katie.
That's wonderful that you're being that way, but you're not being that way with people who... You've been, like, with me or with Ariana, you know, you've been quite the opposite. So that was very frustrating with me. I think she genuinely wants to embrace that side of her, but I think that has to come from, you know, a healing journey and, like, really, like, a lot of, like, introspective, like, work and practice and applying that in, like, your day-to-day life. I don't think you just, like, decide to be that and, you know, just that's who you are. You know, I think... I'm not saying she's not like that. Like, she is that.
She is that. But I feel like that's, like, the side of her that yeah, I was always,
she
like,
is like, she is so, more, like, warm and, like, such yeah, a, you know, but that. I feel like it was coming, it wasn't coming across in, like, the most authentic way that I know it to be. It felt like very, it was almost like this forced thing of, like, why are you overextending yourself? Like, you're, again, like, it was, like, twisting into knots and, like, really trying to prove something. And I'm like, you don't have to prove this. Like, just be it.
The softer Lala is, like, what I always see. Like, we've never had an argument. I mean, when you call me Honey Boo Boo whenever I first met you.
Talk is cheap, Honey Boo Boo.
Okay. Don't call me Honey Boo Boo.
I always see, like, the soft side and the loving side. So she actually is more like that to me than, like, the attacker.
Thank you, Brittany.
You are. Has Katie ever, like, came to your defense on anything?
I mean, it's just in a very... Like, I freaking, and maybe it's just because I'm an intense person, like, I just, like, go heavy in the paint, whereas, like, I don't feel like anybody on the cast has ever done that for me, so it's like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I writing so hard with such conviction on your behalf when I'm not affected at all by it?
Yeah.
And, like, no one does the same for me. At this point in time, like, I'm just worried about where I'm going to end up in life. So I can't worry about your issues with Joe. Like, I'm focused on getting a sperm donor right now. Yeah. Thank you.
It's always better to be the nicer person, if you ask me.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, like, Joe doesn't affect my life
yeah.
that much, right? Like, if the girl wants to come around and just make sure that she's not, that she can come around with Schwartz and not be bullied, and I can ensure her of that, I'm going to go do that. It yeah. doesn't mean that we're going to go get cocktails every Friday night. She ain't my wing woman. Just beyond.
Did you know that Tom and Katie were dating the same woman?
I mean,
shut up.
It was f-ing weird. Like, can you imagine? Like in 2018, we just bought a home together. We're married. We're happy as f-, you know, more or less. But all of a sudden, it's like we're vying for the same chick. So weird.
How are you?
Where did you come from?
Don't worry about us.
Hi, Jane. Katie, you didn't buy her a bottle of champagne.
What a little cock blocker.
Like an 80s high school bully.
Fitting.
Scram, you spineless little
small
dweeb.
World, man.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, small world.
Were you interested in Tori before? Before you found out that Schwartz was interested in Tori?
Yes, she could vouch for this.
Facts.
I truly did not know that they actually talked to Tom or anything like that. Yeah. I was like, well,
yeah,
whatever.
Because I remember we were at Sir. and you guys were like flirting, and there was a time before that too, and where Tori came up to me and said, oh, there was like, I was talking to Katie, like, it was like the night before the last time you guys had seen each other, and she was like, I think I like actually like her, and I was like, you should talk to her.
Tori had a crush on Schwartz for like a couple of years, like right after he got divorced. It was like, hey, so I hear Schwartz is single, and I'm like, like the age gap for me, I was like, it's a little too much. But then, you know, I feel like the only girls Schwartz and Sandoval have hung out with have really been in their early to mid-20s. So I was like, maybe. Then when Katie seemed interested, I'm like, look, Tori's bi. So maybe. I think it could go either way. Let the best person win.
People will definitely point out.
Good. You know, it doesn't, I don't give a f-. People are going to point out shit all day long about
people
me.
People should point up their own buttholes.
I can't do any right in people's eyes, so I may as well do all the wrong.
They'll say that, oh, you found out Schwartz had kissed Sheena.
Schwartzy drops on me that a few years ago, Sheena and I made out in Vegas.
You went out and banged Max.
Katie left with somebody in your friend group? It's a boy, bro.
Max?
Yeah.
Max?
Yeah.
And then.
My life revolves around Tom Schwartz. Everything I do is for that man and because of that man. Literally. I eat, sleep, breathe Tom Schwartz. I can't make a single decision.
That's why she divorced him, Jeremiah.
I can't make a single decision until I figure out, like, if it has anything to do with Tom Schwartz.
Yep.
Would Tom Schwartz sleep with this person? Is he sleeping with this person? I need to know before I make a decision.
Well, that's why you hooked up with Joe, too, right?
No, you wish.
Exactly. I need to be close to that man all the days long.
Whatever happened with Satchel?
As a couple, you two have the best eyebrows combined I've ever seen.
I just want to say his name. Sorry.
Satchel.
Whatever happened with that?
I don't know. I don't know anything about Katie's dating life.
Probably best that way.
Aside from the fact that her and Max had sex.
Max?
Katie doesn't really tell me about her dating life. But if she ever wanted to, it wouldn't make me feel uncomfortable. Like, I would low-key love to grab a drink with her and just, like, hear what's been going on. It wouldn't bother me at all.
What was your relationship with Joe last year?
Man, I don't know. Like, I've said this so many... She just, like, came into my life kind of like a bat out of heaven. By the way, it's not like I was hiding this from people.
Yeah, how dare you hoard a secret?
Hoard a secret. It just felt right, but at the same time, it felt like it maybe had a limited shelf life. Like it was like supernova or something, right?
Yeah.
Burning bright.
Like a red giant.
Like I always felt like Joe was like in love with Schwartz, you know? 100%. And then Schwartz would just call her. What, after a bottle of good loving on a Tuesday night,
at
2:01 a.m. text comes through. Hey, where
oh
you at?
Oh, God.
It's kind of up to say, but I feel like Schwartz was leading her on when he would be, like, drunk and stuff. Like, just dangling along, keeping the relationship going, but, like, not really. We're friends. And I kind of just want to, like, bang, you know?
Keep it in limbo. He likes limbo. He likes confusion. Confusion is key, is his camouflage to get
Schwartz
over his,
wants
like...
to still be able to make out with, like, girls that he meets at See You Next Tuesday. Let's be real.
I think the kids refer to it as breadcrumbing.
How much did he give her? Because she was around.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, before you guys got, like, engaged and married, when he was kind of, I mean, I don't know, just giving you the ring on a string.
Putting a ring on a string.
Oh, but don't think
string,
too much about
putting
it.
Putting around the next thing I love.
It's not a string, it's a gold necklace.
I'm committed to you is not really what a girl pushing 30 wants to hear.
Breadcrumbing is far more toxic than that. Because, I mean, I was still in a relationship with him.
Well,
he was just being, like, whatever about it. Like, breadcrumbing is where, like, you literally are just keeping someone hanging by a thread. With Joe, he might be. With me, no.
Yeah.
Ring on a string is not.
But it was, like,
so maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit, because it's, like, what you wanted at that point was, like, a bit, like, a solid commitment, like, for the future. And he was, like, let me just give her, like, the bare minimum.
Just enough to keep you hanging.
Yeah. But there's a promise of something.
Uh-huh.
Eventually. You and Tom Sandoval are probably the only people who have ever flown to North Florida to see Tom Schwartz's family.
Yeah.
And now Joe is the third person. And if you're sitting there and you're Joe, and you're probably thinking too, like, the only other girl that's ever done this is his ex-wife, Why wouldn't you think that that's your boyfriend? I would think that.
That's the shit Adam would do with me.
Yeah.
Literally, like, brought me home to meet the fam for his brother's surprise birthday party. But everyone there thought we were dating, but he's like, no, we're not. And that asked me, and I'm like, ask your brother, ask your nephew, ask your son. I'm just here for the party.
It's confusing, so.
Tom made it seem like he didn't invite her. She wanted to, because, like, well, how'd she get the address? He clearly did a lot of planning. He clearly did a lot of...
Not that much planning to book a flight and just go.
Well, he needs her first name, her last name, her date of birth.
She can't book her own plane ticket?
Well, then she...
I don't know.
I don't know how it went down, but...
I haven't gotten that deep into it, but...
It does seem...
I've thought a guy was whatever with me for a lot less than going home to someone. But that's another story.
I was concerned because of the amount of, like, emotion that I could get from her. And then what I got from Schwartz on the relationship was not the same response. And I was like, yo, just so we're very clear, I think you guys are on different pages. And I think I've said this to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, you need to clear this up because this is going to be a train wreck. Yeah. And you're in your 40s going through a train wreck and you want to get yourself into another train wreck. Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like her emotions were all in, 100%.
She
would get very emotional, like, out in public, you know, about the relationship and stuff. Like, yeah. I felt bad. I honestly felt bad, for her.
Do you think you were breadcrumbing Joe?
We always kept a clear line of communication. If it wasn't for that, I would probably say guilty as charged. The summer before was just different because it was, like, kind of fiery and, like, passionate and fun and crazy. But, like, by the time, you know, we had cameras up and we were filming that, it kind of had, it just wasn't the same. It had sort of fizzled out. Yeah.
I'm just trying to imagine you being fiery and passionate right now.
Because I look so low energy? I get there sometimes.
Let's talk about singles night.
I was thoroughly annoyed. I knew that Joe still had feelings for Schwartz. She's touching him, she's rubbing his back, she's running her hands through his hair.
Josina, that's not gonna get him girls.
I knew that she would, like, subtly try to, like, mark him as hers.
You need to keep that outfit.
You gave her the hat?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you don't have another one.
I got a bunch of my storage unit, like 70.
Oh, good.
It was obvious, like, this was gonna be the thing that, like, takes over the night.
What in tarnation? Oh, I'm heading out.
Listen, I had no expectations from a single night. Like, I'm not singles night guy. I'm never gonna go to a, never say never, maybe one in a million times I would go to a singles night and meet somebody that I dig. She kind of invited herself, but also at that point, we had talks about, like, we had kind of informally moved on, and I thought she had said, like, at that point, she was, like, she had gone on, like, dates with other dudes and stuff, and I was chilling. At least she told me she had, like, two dates, and I thought we were on the same page by that point, you know? But also, my memory's trash, so.
And she asked you, are you embarrassed by me?
Are you embarrassed by me?
No, not at all. Joseph, my God. Maybe we need to not hang out as much.
Or at all.
I wasn't embarrassed by her. By that point, I had made up my mind definitively that I did not want to be in a relationship with Joe.
Do you think you were looking for something, like, right after Katie, just looking to get into something to have a little fun? Because you were in a relationship for so long.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, well, this is easy. Yeah. We're friends already.
Well, I don't want to relegate her to a rebound girl. Because I don't think she was.
Not rebound,
we became
but
really,
like,
close friends too. Like, it wasn't just like an occasional hookup buddy. Like, we were super tight. But I still was so f-ing fond of her. So I was trying to
as a friend.
I was trying to navigate. It's a tough position because when someone digs you, and you still want to maintain a close friendship, but you are ready to move on. I don't know if it's realistic or healthy.
What's your relationship with Joe today?
Guys taking any swan trips together?
And I have a turtle and I walk it on a leash.
Yeah.
And I'm walking over like a sewer.
Yeah, the little sewer grate.
It just falls in.
No, I guess I would say it is a significantly watered down version of what it used to be. Text, niceties, formalities, but still friends, you know? I think she's hanging out with somebody, I'm hanging out with somebody, you know, seeing other people. But yeah, we're super cool. There's definitely no bad blood or hard feelings, but. Yeah, man, I don't regret it. It was super fun. I think we really enriched each other's lives for that stretch.
What did you guys think of Tom Schwartz's platinum blonde hair?
Before, after it got fixed.
Bless his heart.
It was really bad.
It was so bad.
God.
You look like Dad bod cat.
There was times I felt super sexy, but when I see myself back on TV, I'm like, oh God.
Well, you also, you gotta think too, now you have like bleach blonde hair, so certain colors are gonna kind of like wash you out a little bit.
Yeah, white, like, polos.
I liked Tom with the platinum blonde hair. It was really easy to find him in a group setting.
Dad bod Ken.
I didn't see Kendall Tom. I saw, what was that kid's name in Harry Potter? Yeah. Malfoy.
It was like his Eminem era. It was like his Ashton Kutcher. Like,
I'm
not
gonna lie, I saw it and I was like, honey, can I do blonde on top?
I asked Harry too.
Yeah, he likes to do things to his hair. But the bleach was a real treat for us all. Also paired with like the new outfit choices.
Yeah, he did kind of go through like a style overhaul over the summer.
A lot of terry cloth.
I think he got a stylist.
Although I do have a stylist now, so watch out.
I don't know any stylist that's going to put him in that much terry cloth.
I was excited when he finally got a purple shampoo.
I wanted him to like purple shampoo it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Like a little toner.
But what's infuriating, is that how you say it? Every time I say that word, infuriating.
Yeah.
I always want to add an extra R. Is that Joe is a hairstylist and she's always wearing a hat and then she sends Schwartzy out looking like that. She's not going to have any more clients.
Yeah, it was not good. And I think Schwartz is so handsome. He's such a good looking
Schwartz
guy.
Schwartz is hella hot.
But shoo-wee.
He's such a handsome dude, you know, it's like, blonde hair, brown hair, doesn't really matter that much. It's got good bone structure, it'll work, you can pull it off.
I was thinking no one is gonna give this person a kid.
The first six posts were all people holding their stomachs like this, having kids, and I felt like it triggered my biological clock.
That's what I was saying.
Tom Schwartz and Kyle Chan and I went to a reptile expo, actually, and he had just gotten his hair done, and Kyle Chan said it looked good. Those words didn't come out of my mouth, but ever. I was being nice about it. It was like, what happened?
But what's great about Schwartzy is you can be so honest with him.
Yeah.
Where he like shows up and you're like, not digging the hair, buddy. And he's like, no, you don't like it? Yeah. I don't know. I was kind of going for like the Ken thing. It's like, it's not working. He's like, oh man.
Yeah. He pulled it off. I liked it.
Yeah, but then he was non-committal with it and he got rid of it.
But I was one of the first to notice, like, he was like, his hair was changing, like, ever so often, different shades of brown and dark, right?
Schwartz has been covering his gray hair. The shades of the brown were getting more intense, more intense, more intense. But you're definitely not gonna see any gray hairs when they're all bleach blonde, are you?
I only get grays, like, right down here a little bit. And yeah, I will touch those babies up because I'm just not ready to have gray hairs until I have at least one kid. Schwartzes get gray hairs early, but they keep the full head of hair their whole lives.
Schwartzes, we may not run fast, or we may not be big thinkers, but we definitely hold a full head of hair.
Big thinkers.
Schwartz, you run fast.
Yeah, I'm fast.